Now we have in verse 5, likewise greet the church that's in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia under Christ. Now, the local church met in private homes at the very beginning. There are many references to that. I give them in my book on Romans, Acts 12:12, Colossians 4:15. Sandy writes, there is no decisive evidence until the 3rd century of the existence of special buildings used for churches. They met in the home. Now, that's the belief of a great many folk. I've held the belief for years that the church began in the home. It will return to the home today. Many of these great big mausoleums that are called churches, they have a steeple on them, they're nothing in the world but a pile of brick and stone and mortar. They are mausoleums. They do not contain a real living body of believers at all. So a church was never intended to be spoken of as a building. In the 3 centuries, the church was the body of believers. And Aquila and Priscilla had a church met in their home. Epaphroditus here is a Greek name. It means praise. And he apparently was the first convert that Paul had in Asia, that is, back in the province of Asia. And then in verse 6, we see greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Now, she labored to the point of exhaustion. Now, that's a Jewish name, and it means rebelliousness. But what a change had taken place in her life. Before becoming a believer, she was in rebellion, but now she just knocks herself out for the sake of other believers because she is obedient to Christ. Now, in verse 7, I read, salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. Andronicus is a Greek name, and it's been identified with a slave. And Junia is a Roman name and can be either masculine or feminine. Paul calls them my fellow countrymen, that it could mean they belong to the tribe of Benjamin, as did Paul. But it doesn't necessarily mean any close blood relationship. He says they were my fellow prisoners. And that means that Paul had met them in prison somewhere in the Roman Empire. You see, the church in Rome was founded by Paul, but under most unusual circumstances. He led Priscilla and Aquila to the Lord in the Greek Corinthian Agora, the marketplace. Now here in jail, he leads these 2 prisoners.